Two former WorldCom executives were arrested this morning and will be arraigned today in connection with the multi-billion dollar accounting scandal at the company. Scott Sullivan, former chief financial officer, and former controller David Myers have been charged with securities fraud and with making false filings to the Securities and Exchange Commission. NPR's Jim Zaroli has been covering this story, and he joins me now. Jim, these are the first indictments out of the WorldCom scandal. Tell us what you can about the charges against the men.
Well, Sullivan and Myers surrendered very early this morning to the FBI. They were later brought in handcuffs to the federal courthouse in Manhattan, where they are to be arraigned. The indictment says that the two men devised a scheme to cover up increasing costs at the company. They did this by basically hiding certain operating costs as capital expenditures, which enabled the company to report higher earnings. The indictment also says the two men never revealed what they were doing to the company's external auditors, Arthur Anderson. As I said, they will be arraigned today. There's also going to be a press conference later in Washington on the indictments.
Now, Scott Sullivan was very prominent in the business world before this scandal, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He is 40 years old. He's been at the company since 1994. Sullivan was sort of the numbers guy at WorldCom. He was by the side of WorldCom chief executive Bernard Ebbers in recent years when the company was going through all the many big mergers that it went through. Although Sullivan and Ebbers apparently didn't get along very well. So Sullivan had a very central and important role in drawing up WorldCom's earnings statements. Back in June, when WorldCom officials first realized the kind of problem they had on their hands, Sullivan was called in. He was asked to explain what was going on. He wrote a very complex, long memo in which he defended the accounting methods he used. He may try to use that as a defense. He may say, what I would did was unconventional, but there was nothing illegal about it.
You mentioned Bernard Ebbers, the chief executive of WorldCom. He was not charged this morning. Does that mean authorities have no intention of doing so?
No, it does not. Ebbers was very much, the force behind WorldCom's growth in recent years. And ever since this scandal was uncovered, everyone has been asking, well, how much did Ebbers really know about what was going on? Some people say, he might have been in the dark. He didn't fully understand Sullivan's accounting methods. And other people say that's crazy. Couldn't have happened. Ebbers appeared before Congress. He pleaded the Fifth recently. So we haven't really heard from him. If the prosecutors can build a case against Ebbers, they may end up working out some kind of plea bargain with Myers and Sullivan to get them to testify against him.
There's been some speculation that the Justice Department might indict WorldCom, the company, as well as its top executives. Has there been any development on that front?
No, the company was not charged this morning. It could be, but it was not. The Justice Department is going to have to decide if the problems at WorldCom were really limited to these two men, Myers and Sullivan, or whether they involved other people, other executives, even Bernard Ebbers himself. If they can do that, if they can make that case, they may decide to indict the company later on.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.